In less than 10 sentences published in a popular Jewish magazine, one rabbi incited a charged debate. The rabbi wrote a highly inflammatory piece about how Jews should treat their Arab neighbors. With biblical certainty, the rabbi claimed, quote, "The only way to fight a moral war is the Jewish way. Destroy their holy sites, kill men, women, and children, and cattle," unquote. Well, most folks were appropriately outraged by this statement, and many wondered whether or not the position articulated by this Chabad rabbi was also the position held by Chabad itself. My sense was that most hoped that this was just one rabbi's opinion, that it represented nothing more than one misguided individual. Of course, since the publication of this piece, there have been clarifications and formally issued statements, but once it was written, it is impossible to retract. What this rabbi did in less than 10 sentences, a group of American students on the streets of Jerusalem did in less than 4 minutes. In interviews with director Max Blumenthal, a group of what appears to be American college students, some visiting Israel, others who were living there, ranted and raged against President Barack Obama on the eve of his speech in Cairo. These students who were drinking said despicable, inflammatory, and racist comments. In the guise of defending Israel and the Jewish people, they invoked racial slurs that I will not repeat. In one particular rant, a student shouted about his grandmother being a survivor as justification for what he was saying. Well, these interviews that have been edited into a short video appear on YouTube. They've received coverage in Israel and in the States. Hundreds of thousands have viewed this video. And much like the debate surrounding the rabbi's remarks, many are claiming that this video should be seen as nothing more than just a few drunken Jewish American college students being stupid. While I understand this position, I don't agree with it. First, drunkenness doesn't excuse what they said. When Mel Gibson, in a drunken rage, spewed anti-Semitic rhetoric, his anti-Semitism wasn't dismissed. In fact, some commented on the fact that being drunk meant that he wasn't so guarded and that he was saying simply what he believed. The same thing applies to the students. They simply were saying what they already believed. Others have argued that we can't make much of this. It was only a handful of students, not an accurate representation of all the good and wholesome Jewish kids who travel to Israel, college students and young adults who are deeply devoted and concerned about the security of Israel, but wouldn't personally slur the President of the United States. This isn't to say that there aren't some within the Jewish community, adults and students, who may disagree with President Obama's position, but it is to say there is a right way and a wrong way to do so. And when one of the students on the video says that President Obama deserves to be shot, you know that he's crossed over the line. While I thought about simply ignoring this video, hoping that most folks would never see it, I couldn't. Not after the shooting of Stephen Johns, the security guard at the Holocaust Museum. Not after the shooting of Dr. George Tiller while he was attending church. While I hope with all my heart that these irresponsible, drunken students represent only themselves, I believe that we cannot ignore such hatred, such prejudice, particularly what exists within our own community. If we want others to speak out against anti-Semitism in their communities, then we must speak out about racism in our own. If we want a more just world, we must be willing to shine the light of reason on those within our community who are intolerant. Not only do I find what the students said reprehensible, I believe in their misguided defense of Israel, they have weakened her and the Jewish people. I'm Robert Barr, Rabbi of Congregation Beth Adam. Take a look at our sister website, ourjewishcommunity.org, and thanks for listening.